to our continued coverage of the Correlation Clan Conference here in beautiful San Diego. And look who's here, Mr. Jeff Dent from Correlation.
How's it going?
Fancy meeting you here.
I figured I'd stop by.
Really?
Yeah. I was told to be here.
Good for you. No. Always good.
This
always
is a great time for us.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. So, having said that, a great time.
Oh, yeah.
How's the event going, sir?
It's been great. You know, we're coming off the tail end of a lockdown, you know. Not seeing a lot of these individuals, vendor partners, client partners for a long time, and getting out here, you can feel the buzz and people getting back that conference circuit.
Yep.
And we love hosting these things down in San Diego. It's right in our backyard, which is great. People love coming to San Diego, and it's great to be back.
Indeed. All right, let's talk about I wasn't able to attend the fireside chat, the executive fireside chat yesterday. Can you give a couple of highlights from your perspective, being the chief innovation officer now?
Yeah, for me, I like the fireside chat.
I do too. That's my favorite
platform.
Part of the
it is something that kind of got thrown on us last year due to some certain.
I hear you. But it turned out really well.
But it turned out really well, and you know we as we were planning the conference last year, we had like 10 minutes to throw something together. This year we planned on having it, but we still wanted it to be a surprise, so we did not practice or rehearse or anything
that.
It was we had some general topics that we knew we were going to probably have to field. But it was great to have all the executive leadership together and then just get their own questions. We do this every day, so it was natural, and you feel confident with having the backing of your coworkers there. And so for me, it was great to be asked about technology, obviously, because that's my field, right?
That's where you live.
And so there were some great questions about how we are structuring with the change of titles. You know, I became the chief innovation officer last year, and Dwayne took over as CTO. So obviously there's some questions about how does that work, and what are the different division of duties,
right?
So it was great to kind of explain that. You know, innovation is looking at strategy, looking at where that product's going to go, what's the industry doing.
And that's a full-time job.
Exactly.
Looking at the horizon.
And that's how we got started.
Yeah.
Being innovative and thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
It was very easy when we didn't have any clients, and we could, we didn't have to really, support anybody. And we could really do a lot of beta tests and do some POCs and really prototyping and come up with things and try things out. So now we're able to do that. We're going to invest some time and some resources into being able to try things out. How would it fit in our industry? How does it fit with our platform? And then bring tangible solutions to our clients at that point.
Right on. So was there anything specific that anybody asked? Or, I mean, because we're all talking about crypto.
I know, cloud and all those things. So cloud's been around for a long time, and a lot of other systems have migrated to the cloud, right? And for us, we've always known we could go run in the cloud, but you just say that, right? And how much, where's the proof? Just like we always knew we would run on Linux, but we would say that, but we didn't support it at the time.
Right.
So we released Linux a couple years ago, which opened up a whole, you know, eyes opened up, said, okay, this is actually a tangible solution that could migrate to the cloud. We've done some benchmark testing in the cloud. We have an instance of Keystone running in AWS. We did a lot of benchmarking in Azure. For a couple reasons. One, to show that it will run on the cloud. Two, to see what the environment's like. Really understanding what a cloud environment entails and what kind of resources are available, and how you would actually get into the cloud as a feasible solution. So that's been great to be able to do that. Crypto, like you said, everybody's talking about crypto. I use crypto now. I've spent many nights going down the rabbit hole of understanding all the different components.
I know.
And it's very intriguing, and it's a very, very volatile arena, isn't it?
A little bit.
Especially in the past week or so. So this is this last week kind of opened up another talking point about what do you do when this happens?
Yeah.
If you're leveraging it for some kind of collateral,
yep.
Where are people going to be next week if this doesn't come back, right? How are your margins going to be shifted for those loans that you're leveraged against your crypto collateral?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So it's going to be kind of cool to watch. But, you know, it's been great talking to a lot of individuals in the industry that want to get involved and trying to come up with a solution that's going to be usable and regulatory feasible when that starts coming down.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm glad you brought up crypto. Well, that's enough of crypto.
But yeah.
What else is on the horizon that you're looking at? Because obviously, being the chief innovation officer, actually, your job is to look on the horizon and research and do all that type of stuff. I think you're going to be busier than ever.
I think so.
So because there's so much going on out there right now, and it's happening so fast, to stay on top of it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. There's, you know, we're really being very strategic on what kind of things we invest our time into. When I say our time, I mean resources to actually develop.
Yeah.
Because there are certain feature functionality that might lend itself better to partner with a third party. You know, we have a great ecosystem of vendor integration.
A little bit, yeah. You do.
And we'll work with anybody. Yeah, so. Yeah. We want to be strategic on how we select those features that we add to the system. As far as things that I foresee coming down the court, that's something I kind of hold tight. But
I know, but
coming out of the tail end, of COVID, you still look at putting more controls into the members, right? And allowing them to be self-service as much as possible.
Yep, yep.
We have a lot of initiatives and things that we're doing to make things more productive on the in-house credit union side, you know, the end user side, but also opening up additional functionality that the members can take advantage of through our API, through our vendor partners.
Yep.
And we're looking at what can we do to make it easier for the vendors to be able to take advantage of the core functionality.
Mm-hmm. Which makes the credit union that much more valuable because they have so many options out there to provide whatever they need to their members.
I was just watching Darren Williams' presentation, and you know, it's eye-opening. Credit unions are still lagging behind those banks.
We had him in here and he said that same thing.
And we need to do something. And you know, we need to attract that younger crowd. We need to attract and bring confidence to them.
Mm-hmm.
What is that going to look like? I don't know. Do we have to rethink the way we're marketing, rethink the products that are available? Don't just bring out the same product set that the Bank of America's and the Chase's are coming out with. I think we really need to look at what can we bring that's going to entice that younger generation. Because like he said, as time goes on, the average age of credit union members increases.
It's not going down. Right, you're right.
So I think that's going to be something that we're really going to look at and try to figure out how can we help attract those younger demographics.
The younger demographic, yeah, because we always talk about, you know, a succession plan from the corporate side of it, but how about a member succession plan?
Yeah.
You know? So we got to bring in the new blood, bring in the new members. So, and you got to have the products and services that'll support that. So.
Yeah, crypto might fit into that way.
I think so, a little bit.
But what else is there? Because that can't be the answer to everything.
Yeah, I mentioned to Darren that, you know, hey, Crazy's been doing a lot of these things that a lot of the fintech or like the SoFi's and the Chimes have been doing.
Yeah.
Crazy's already been doing this, like the Chime thing. Hey, I can get paid 2 days earlier. Oh my gosh, Crazy's have been doing that forever.
I know, right?
So, but I think that it's the messaging that needs to get out there about that type of stuff. But that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that's a whole nother show, another conference, right?
Exactly. anything else to add? I know you're busy, busy guys, so I don't keep it too long.
You know, I just want to say, you know, I really appreciate all of our vendors and our clients coming out. Having the face-to-face is invaluable.
Oh, yeah. This is awesome.
And seeing the smiles on everybody's face. Hope they all know how much we appreciate their support. And can't wait to do this again. So.
Indeed. This is a really good group.
Yeah, it's great.
A lot of progressive thinkers.
Yeah.
Your wheelhouse, so this is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to be around these folks because they think outside the box. So
exactly.
It's really fun to be around, so good stuff. All right, Jeff, I'll let you get going.
I appreciate it.
Well done, lad.
Good to see you.